All right, so let's go back to the agenda. So, opening and welcome. Well, welcome. Call number 14. Action point. Can you put up the action point? Kim? So what do we do with this Greenland thing? Erwin.
Did you send another reminder, Kim?
Yeah, I sent a follow-up after Erwin, after the last call, and heard nothing back as well.
Okay, I'll just send another one.
Okay, then if nothing happens, we'll close it at the next meeting.
Yep.
Close if still no response. So put a note there, Kim, to create an action item, to create action item AD, just before I forget.
Yep.
To add a carriage return after each contact. So number 68, secondary email field. So we talked about that. So the format's going to be at the end, comma, space, open parenthesis. Just to make sure, right, that's shift 9. Right? The round bracket?
Yep.
Okay. This thing, yeah, there you go. So comma, space, and then in bracket. So that I like. We can close 76. So last week I added Erwin's update to the page. I think that was put up on the website, right?
Correct.
So done. We can close that. That's the same one as so we fixed 68 was fixing the list, so that's fixed. 78 is a new process, so you're going to provide an updated document, or what do we do?
Yeah, what I'll do is go back to what we discussed earlier, put that in the document, and then send that to you to take a look at.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's ready to go.
Okay. Did you update it on the one on the Google Drive? Or you updated your own?
I've updated my own, but I'll circulate it to you first, and then you can, again, beef it up or add some content if you want.
Okay. So that's a lot of work, right? So we need to figure out when's the right time to make this public. Like after the ICANN meeting is better than just before. So
I think that's good because then you can remind everybody at the face-to-face meetings as well.
Okay. So we'll review the procedure and then announce at ICANN 60. Good?
That works, thanks.
That's good. 79. So we had 21 people respond back to the survey. We had, I'm just going from memory here, 14 that are yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then there was one no. No, two no's. And a couple of maybe. So Kim said that having 20 people respond on a TLD, on a CCNSO mailing list is pretty good. So we had a good response, which is surprising. And then the vast majority is yes. So people want to do a workshop. So we need to figure out with the workshop, if we want to do a workshop or not, and if yes, what's the scope of the workshop?
When you did the last workshop, how many people said yes that term?
Good question.
Because there was a lot more than 14 people turned up, wasn't there?
Oh, no. Well, this is the doodle.
Obviously more people are going to turn up when you actually announce you do it, but...
Yes.
But I'm just wondering how many, in relation to how many turned up last time, how many people actually said yes?
That's a good question. Let me see.
But if it was 14 last time and you got the amount of people turned up that did, then then I would say it's worth doing.
Well, I don't think last time we sent out a survey of interest of doing the workshop, we just had people sign up. Most of the people that signed up actually turned up. That was 80-ish?
Yes. That was a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine that the location of Copenhagen is a lot more attractive to people than the location of Abu Dhabi, though.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. The workshop was more exciting, though. One was a DDoS mitigation. This would be building framework around it, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's less exciting, but it's a good... It has a relationship to the last workshop, and it's a good follow-up workshop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where is the next ICANN meeting after Abu Dhabi?
Costa Rica? Puerto Rico.
Okay, that's probably even less attractive then.
Puerto Rico?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's an unattractive place. I'm just saying that some locations you will end up with more people being able to come, if you see what I mean.
Well, let me tell you, right now Puerto Rico is getting hammered by Irma, so it's not going to be attractive.
Well, that is a good point, because that's if things are as bad as there as what they look like now, it might end up with that meeting not being in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So
it's an A meeting, right, in Puerto Rico.
So the idea was, I didn't send the framework slides, right? Was to work on the DDoS mitigation framework, and then trying to make it relevant to ccTLD based on the NIST framework. Is that still what you'd be interested to do, or?
That would be part of it, in part follow-up on the previous meeting, in shape or form. Depending how much time we need for this thing.
Because we would need to brainstorm a little bit what the agenda of the workshop would be, what the goal, and how we would go through that list of... the list of the the step in the framework, like identify, protect, detect, respond, if that's what we want to do, and then map that to the DDoS workshop outcome, and then trying to prioritize, try to make sure we have an accurate list of all the things in each of the buckets.
Yeah.
To the preliminary, so with Kim, we kind of booked reserve or withheld two blocks to do this. One would be on the Sunday in the afternoon, so an hour and a half block. And then instead of doing two blocks, so block four on the day two, Sunday, and then instead of doing back-to-back, I think it'd be good if we're going to do something. I was proposing to do day two, block four, and day six, block two in the morning. And have some time in between the two sessions to think. Because if we go back-to-back, you don't have time to think in between the session. So I've done that somewhere else, and it actually worked better, having separate a couple of days in between.
It feels like Sunday to Thursday is too long in between to me, though, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm fully booked in between both.
You are? Okay.
Or maybe, would we, Kim, can we do that like on day five, block four? 2 days after? Or cross-community topic session?
There is, I think we can do that if you want to do a block four on day five.
It's not mandatory that everybody attends to these things, no?
No, I mean, you don't have to attend both sessions, do you? You get more from it if you do, but... So that's day two, block four, and day five, block four.
Yeah. Monday is tech day. Wednesday is DNSSEC workshop. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, that works quite well, I think.
So it looks like it will conflict with part of the members' day on block four, because we will run that in parallel with the cross community.
That's right. Yeah, CCNSO is day four and five, and so they don't want to have a conflicting CCNSO meeting with the workshop. So that's why day six. So we could do, if it's too far away, we can always do day two, the block four and five. And see how much we can...
Yeah, I mean, that feels better than having it day two to day six, I think you said, didn't you, originally?
Okay. Well, I'm there to do stuff, so it doesn't matter when I do it.
It's just, I think that anybody who's there from a technical point of view may not be there for the entire week, but they're going to be there for Monday, so being there for Sunday as well is not too much of an issue. But being there, if you're only going for tech day, then staying from Sunday to Thursday is going to be a big ask.
Yeah, I'm leaving on Thursday, so I'm a good example there.
Perfect. So we're done. Block four and five on Sunday, day two.
I'll be there.
Executive decision. Uh-huh.
I'll try and be there.
Well, otherwise we can. You can always do.
I'll dial in remotely if I need to.
Yeah. Okay, so I need to put that in my notes here. Otherwise. My agenda.
15 to 18:30.
Okay. So we're gonna do a workshop, and now we need to figure out what the scope of the workshop is. So the idea was to so I need to send... let me write my notes down. So the scope of the workshop would be to work on the DDoS mitigation framework. So you're all good with that?
Yeah.
So to review the framework and add to review the framework and then together add content to the framework components as much as we can within to put structure and content in the framework component. And make sure that the scope is to make sure that it's usable by the ccTLDs.
Would you do it in the same format as last time?
It depends on how many people we have, right? I'd say yes. I'd say
breakout groups work quite well, I think. Yeah.
So breakout group, and then we have so if we have six, right, so for each of the framework item, I'm not sure what to call them, but the stage, the lifecycle stage, and then we have a flip chart and we put a couple of people for each, or we do the first workshop, we work on identify, protect, detect, and the second workshop, we work on respond and recover. So three groups of five people, assuming we're 15, and then try to add, it's got to be usable, right? What I did was I just did that quickly to have, throw something on the wall and see if it sticks, and it seems to, so... Don't put that in the minutes, Kim. Throwing stuff on the wall.
I think it depends on how many groups and how many sessions. Depends on how many people are going to turn up. It's going to be 80 people again. We're not going to put them in three groups.
Yeah, no, we need... If we have 80 people again, that means there's a definitive need for this.
Yes. The other question would be, would we also want a motivational speech for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, like we asked last time? Most of the people have been at the last workshop, they will know what we're going to talk about. So a lot of new people, they might want to have some introductory talks.
We knew at the last workshop, somebody from .fr gave a presentation about a recent DDoS attack they'd had, didn't they? And I think that was quite useful.
Yeah.
So maybe we could get somebody to give another presentation like that about a recent attack.
Okay, so we'll need to ask for who wants.
Well, if I'm coming, I'd be happy to do that.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Because we did have an attack last year, which was quite interesting. There's two things I'll have to do with.
Who's going to do the talk?
Brett?
If I'm coming, and B, there are some sensitivities around it, which I'll have to get cleared internally first.
Okay.
I mean, it won't be a long presentation. It'll be like 10 minutes probably. 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, just to set the slide.
Okay.
We didn't have a direct DDoS, but we did get hit in the crossfire of something else last year.
Ah.
It was significant enough to cause us a problem, though.
Okay, that's good. Well, not good for you, but... Perfect.
Well, the nice thing was it happened at about 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning or something, rather than the middle of the night on a weekend.
Yeah. That's good timing.
A couple of years ago when the big, the big amplification attacks went out, we were hit on the 1st of January.
Yeah, nice. Everybody's got a hangover.
Yeah, thank you very much. I was not on call, luckily.
Okay. I'm just taking some notes here. Do you want me to send you an email, Brett, saying I'd like you to participate at the workshop and present your...
Yeah, that might swing some... Yeah, that might help, yeah.
An invitation to participate and contribute to the TLD Ops workshop. Yeah, last time on the DDoS workshop, I had to send a couple of emails like that for some people to prove internally they were participating in the workshop. So we might be doing this again. We should have a template letter of some sort.
The powers that be at Nominate recognize the importance of these things. It's a budgetary thing of that certain people. They want to limit the amount of people who go to ICANN meetings, and therefore it's more difficult for certain people to get it signed off than others, if you see what I mean.
Yeah. Well, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is, you know, three tech days.
Yeah.
So, timing is good. All right. So we need to work the scope. And we can do that through email. So I'll send the first pass to all of us with the latest template, the PowerPoint template, and I'll document what we talked about, the motivational speech, presentation, the panel, breakout in groups, and then we'll go from there. So that covers TLD Ops workshop. So decision is a go. Done. So agenda 4.3, TLD Ops charter. So I emailed that as part of the invite. I renamed it to 2017, September 2017. I read the whole thing again. All of it, it looks good. It contains all the changes that we talked about. So, Kim, when would be the right time to send this to for approval at CCNS? So, like right now?
For charter approval?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, to the council? Yeah, absolutely. We've got the next council call on the 21st of September.
Okay, so can you take the charter in that email and send that to the council, or it needs to be me that sends it to?
I think if you send it to Bart and Katrina, they can add it to the agenda.
Okay, so charter, I'll do that. Bye. action item taken down. Perfect. So, the summary of the call. By the way, we're the only one that do this here, right? Sending summary for all of our calls. Kim?
Yes, that's correct.
So do we need to do that, or it's a good practice for transparency?
I think it's a good idea.
Other people would benefit from doing that in their own groups?
I think all the groups would benefit from doing that, but it just doesn't happen. I think what we're doing is a little different because we each group will send a summary to the council, and that's it. And at each council meeting, it's either a written update or if they're on the call, they'll give an update. But you're sending it to the wider group, which I think is better.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep doing it. Doesn't take too long.
It's good marketing.
Yeah. We're in the marketing business.
Everybody is.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'll write up a summary like I did the last time. So we have a decision, go for workshop. This is a decision, go for sending a charter to the council. And we're going to start planning the workshop, and we're going to send an invite soon to TLD Ops. So this is going to be a closed workshop, members only, just like the other one?
Yeah, with what do you call it, the shepherding.
Yeah. Perfect. So that's going to be the summary. And then AOB, there was another, so I got an email, we got an email from Katrina asking if TLD Ops was interested to work with Dave Piscitello, I guess, and his DAR project. So you've probably seen it at the last OARC meeting or the ICANN when he presented DAR, which is a domain abuse. And he wants to do something with TLD Ops. So I think I forwarded the email, right, to everybody? The request?
Yeah. I just read it again, and I agree with Katrina that what we've been talking about with Dave was data sharing, and there's no way in TLD Ops or CCNSO that we share data with each other, so we can't share it with Dave either. But we could definitely market the project to both the CCNSO and the TLD Ops community, because it's a very interesting project. I'm not sure what other cooperation there could be between the project and TLD Ops.
Do we have time in our session for him to maybe present on it in for 5 minutes or something at the ICANN meeting?
At the council?
Our
meeting?
Yeah, our meeting, yeah.
The DDoS workshop or our...
Yeah.
And
obviously we don't want to give too much time away to it, but...
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
We could look into that, yeah.
Because I think he did something at Tech Day 2, right? If he's not doing Tech Day.
I mean, if he's already...
I can sing it in
if he's already...
And then he did it last time again.
If he's already presenting it at Tech Day, it seems... not sensible for him to present it at our workshop as well, but we could just flag it up on the projector to say, this is interesting, go look at this presentation tomorrow at Tech Day.
Or maybe ask Dave to do a different kind of presentation, how TLD Ops the security people at TLD Ops could benefit from DAR.
Yeah.
A closed session with, that would, if they were to run data on a CCTLD, you know, go deeper and more close presentation on value that he can't really talk about publicly.
Yeah, that would make sense, especially what the project could give back to the CCTLD.
Okay, so action item. Wow, I'm creating a lot of action item here. Send Dave, how do you say his name? Piscitello?
Piscitello? I just came back from Sicily.
Piscitello.
Piscitello.
I can take that action item.
Okay. Perfect. Send Dave Piscitello an email to present at OWARC. Why the hell did I write OWARC? Wow. To present our TLD Ops Block 1 meeting. Or maybe at the start of Block 2. We have Block 4 and 5. So the second workshop, maybe he goes there and some entertaining in between the two sessions.
Intermission.
Block 5. At beginning of Block 5. So then he can present and then leave, and then we continue the workshop. I like that. Okay. Any other AOB?
Not from me.
Hey, Jacques.
Yes.
I had one thing to mention, and it should have been under the operational issues, and I didn't say anything at that time. We did subscribe one person this week, or one CCTLD, and that's Lesotho or Lesotho from the African region.
Ooh.
And that was my operational update.
Yeah, I meant to go back to number 3. We skipped it. So, from African region, where is he, which CC?
LS, I think. Lesotho. Let me look on my document here.
LS,
yes.
Because we get the email, M-T Lally. Mozutu, that's his, I guess. So that means we added LS to the list?
Correct.
That's a new TLD? Okay, so I need to update something somewhere, right, with this? Hey boy. Okay, so I'm not sure how to do that yet. So action item to add, that's mine. Add LS to the TLD op stats. So I think we met our objective for ICANN 60. So that's going to bring us, I think, to 190. All right. Anything else? Four. Three. Okay. That's it.
Okay.
I have one other comment. Do you want another? Do you want another call?
I don't think. Maybe. Wait.
I think it would probably be useful to have another call before the meeting.
Yes, for the workshop.
Yes, but yeah.
Okay, we'll try early part of October. I'll send out a doodle.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. The 1-2 week of October 10, 11, 12 would be a good time.
Yep, that would be good.
One of those dates is bad for me. Hang on, let me just check. I think it's the 12th is not a good day. We have a GTLD goes into a general availability that day, I think. Sorry, what do you say, October 11th and 12th?
10, 11, 12, 10.
10, we have a GTL. On the 10th, we've got a GTLD goes into GA, so the 10th will be out for me.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing. It's all planned.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. 11th and 12th are fine, though.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so we'll do a doodle for those 2 days.
I'm fine.
Because I'm on vacation the week after for a while. Okay. I'll work with Kim to figure out the right dates and time slot. Anything else, Kim?
That's it. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.